Hundreds turned out in downtown Baton Rouge to march against police violence in the city where 37-year-old street vendor Alton Sterling was shot and killed by a police officer a week ago. Planned marches were peaceful, many even coordinated with law enforcement. But police began cracking down on demonstrators they said obstructed local roadways. By the end of the weekend, nearly 200 people had been arrested. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said he was pleased by what he considered law enforcement's moderate response to the weekend's events.
If orders are made not to obstruct a roadway and you step out into the road, that is cause for arrest. Period.
Back in downtown Baton Rouge, many protesters were trying to avoid getting arrested. 23-year-old Brittany Will sprinted away from police and riot gear across the street.
We just standing down on the sidewalk. Police and everybody come geared up in their SWAT uniform and everything. Everybody started running. The sheriffs started coming our way.
You can't even stand on the sidewalk. Running.
You've been given lawful orders to disperse. You must disperse or you will be arrested.
As dusk fell Sunday, riot police and a few hundred protesters faced off in a residential street. Police demands to disperse were ignored by many. Across the city, at another protest in front of police headquarters, 41-year-old Baton Rouge native Cleopatra Dunn checked in with her daughters, all of them wearing white Alton Sterling t-shirts. Sterling, she said, was robbed of his life by police. And the officer responsible, she said, must be held accountable.
This time next Sunday, hoping that justice will be served because what took place was uncalled for.
The U.S. Justice Department said it's taken over the investigation of the fatal shootings of Alton Sterling and Philando Castile, the 32-year-old Minnesota man shot to death following a traffic stop in suburban St. Paul. People here in Baton Rouge say they'll continue to turn out in force until there's meaningful change in relations between police and the communities they're sworn to protect. Jesse Hardman, FSRN, Baton Rouge.